President Bush said yesterday that diplomacy takes time and that the standoff with China may not end soon. Winston Lord was U.S. ambassador to China from 1985 to 1989. He says that resolving the current impasse quickly is in the interests of both countries.
We're at the beginning of a new administration in Washington, and you're in the pre-succession period in China. So it's not only resolving this particular crisis, but setting the tone for U.S.-Chinese relations for at least four more years.
Don't the Chinese have a great deal to lose the longer this crisis drags on?
Absolutely. Of course, we have a lot to lose as well, but the longer this goes on, the more the Chinese have to lose. They've already lost something. In American public opinion, if you look at the polls, a view of China, in congressional irritation and even administration irritation. It's hard to quantify this, but it grows daily and it could affect future decisions. Then, in terms of specific actions or issues, I think we have to separate out those where we have some control and those which require the cooperation of other nations. You've got more leverage on issues, for example, like arms sales to Taiwan, our trading relationship with China, or the president going to China in October for an APEC summit and possibly an official visit. Other issues of interest to the Chinese include getting into the World Trade Organization and being chosen in July to host the Olympics in 2008. Those are more difficult because they require the cooperation of other countries, and frankly, other countries will not be heroic in helping us.
The insistence on an apology, is that to appease public opinion at home, or is there more to that?
There's more to that. There's an effort here, particularly by the military, but also by the Chinese government generally, to try to get us to back off from our espionage flights. And if you apologize, you're accepting responsibility, which gives the Chinese a leg up in legal terms to try to back us off, and even financial terms in terms of compensation. And that's why the apology issue is not just a matter of face. It's extremely important. So the Chinese generally, over time, want to move us out of Asia, and this is part of that overall effort. It's also connected to the fact they're jockeying for position for succession of leadership in about a year and a half, and none of the potential leaders or those like the president who wants to hang on in some capacity can afford to alienate the military, so they don't want to look soft.
So Jiang Zemin is under a lot of pressure.
Absolutely. He, unlike his predecessors like Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping, he can't make unilateral decisions on sensitive issues like this. He has to get a collective backing, and this includes from the military. And that's why this is a difficult situation.
Not much room to compromise.
We've given them an out. I mean, they can take regret and run with it if they wish, and they can take a joint commission and run with it if they wish. And I still hope that's the way we'll come out. We cannot go much further, in my opinion, and certainly we cannot apologize.
Are there broader issues at stake?
Well, yes. There's a whole question of how this administration and the United States is going to look as a world power. Now, remember, I've worked for 30 years for engagement with China, and I still am working for that, and I believe in it. I'm not an adversarial, but I do believe you've got to be hard-headed. And if in the early months of this administration, the administration looks weak to the Chinese, for example, and apologizes, which I'm sure they won't do, by the way, this has an effect in dealing with the Chinese. They'll take the president's measure, even as Khrushchev took Kennedy's measure in Vienna, and we partly had the Cuban Missile Crisis because of that. And our allies and friends around the world will see that the Chinese have made us back off. And finally, public opinion and congressional opinion would be so outraged if we looked weak that it would be hard to carry on the kind of engagement which I favor.
So the fact that there is a new administration here has something to do with it?
Well, this would be an issue no matter where we were in our relations or in the course of an administration, but it's all the more important when you're setting the tone for the next 4 to 8 years.
Very good, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Winston Lord is a former U.S. ambassador to China and co-chairman of the International Rescue Committee.